When I was a little boy, my mother taught me some phrases, some words that have served me very well ever since. When I asked for something, she taught me to say, please. When someone gave me something, she taught me to say, thank you. If I happened to be talking to a person older than I, especially any adult, I would say, yes, sir, if it was a man, or yes, ma'am, if it was a woman. Now, all of those have been helpful, but there's one phrase she taught me that's even more powerful than those. That phrase is, I'm sorry. Sometimes we mess up, don't we? We don't even intend to. We drop something and it breaks. We didn't mean to do that. We can still say, I'm sorry, and mean it. We wish it hadn't happened, even though we didn't do it on purpose. We'll try not to do that again. Sometimes we do things on purpose, like maybe punch our brother or sister. I know none of you would do that, but you know kids who would do that, right? Sometimes we do it on purpose, and then it's even more important to say, I'm sorry. I'm going to try never to do that again. Today we're talking about not doing harm, not hurting other people. And when we do hurt other people, to say I'm sorry, to ask for forgiveness. Because you see, we can't go through life without making a few mistakes. What we can do, however, though, is when we make them, if that hurts somebody, we can apologize. We can say I'm sorry. And those are very, very powerful words if we mean them. Now, what makes us mean them is we're going to try not to do that again. Okay? With God's help, I believe we can do that. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us the words. Thank you for helping us not to hurt others. And when we do, whether we mean to or not, help us to say I'm sorry and to really mean that. And to try never to hurt them again. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.